Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, God bless you. Welcome once again to the Mind of Christ Covenant Broadcast Hour. We thank God for his grace and his mercy, thanking him for how he has allowed us to come once again, greet with you and talk with you about the good Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God who sits high but looks low. We serve a God who understands all, sees all, and yet forgives all. We're thankful tonight that we have found grace and favor in his sight, that he would allow us to come once again to you, his people. We're thankful tonight for God's grace. I want to share just a little while tonight. We experience things and we go through things in life and we suffer things. And a lot of times we have questions in our mind as to why it is certain things are, why it is certain things take place in our life, why it is that we go through or encounter certain situations or tests, trials, obstacles, hardships even. It's all a part of our making. The Bible declares and lets us know that he shapes and forms us with our tests and struggles and trials in life. And it is in those weak moments that we are made strong. We're perfected by his word, and his word is truth. And on tonight, we have to take hold to the word of God, to the truth of God, knowing that he is faithful and he is just to fulfill and to perform just what he promised and just what he has invested in you. We have to understand, as children of God, the Bible declares in many cases, in many scriptures, that as the children of God, as believers, as the body of Christ, just as Christ suffered for the sins of man, just as Christ suffered, we also must suffer. We must suffer, yet, even though forgiven of our sins and our trespasses, we must suffer persecution, ridicule, misunderstanding, being lied on, being mistreated. We have to experience these things. These things come to make us stronger. These things come to help us to see where we are, what improvements, what need be and not be in our lives. If so, willing to accept the will of God. The Bible declares and tells us that we shall suffer persecution as the body of Christ. If you suffer persecution for the body or as the body of Christ, you shall reap bountifully. You shall reap the blessings of the Lord. So many times you see individuals who want to become overnight wonders, see individuals who feel that they have to rub elbows with someone of stature and of power and they feel that when you rub elbows with this individual that it's going to help them. But even though you rub elbows with someone of stature and of power, that yet does not confirm or say that you will have that as well. You see, we have to understand that power or position, the scripture said, don't come from the north, south, east, or west, but it is God that sets up one and takes down another. It comes from God. Authority, power, position comes from God. And we have to understand that it is God that works with our ideas, that gives us the ideas of the intuitions and the knowledge. And he blesses us and pushes us with what he's given us. But if you find, as I found sometimes, we find cases where we feel like we've been picked out to be picked on. And we feel that we've been selected and singled out to go through and suffer and endure certain things. Sometimes it seems like others are skating by, others are happy-go-lucky going on, and you're the one, the only one that's suffering and being attacked. But it's not so. But what we have to understand is that in this walk, we all have parts and times and seasons in our life that we experience hurt and pain and anguish and disgust. But why is it that we get so isolated or so, what's the word I'm looking for, that we get to a place that we feel like we don't need to talk to or be around anyone, and we don't share our testimony, our victories with anyone? Don't you know that someone may benefit from your words of encouragement and your testimony of how you suffered, how you was persecuted, how you went through, but yet how you came out? All right. The Bible declares that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Christ so lets us know throughout the word that you're going to suffer. Paul tells us and gives us examples of how it is that we're going to suffer in this walk. We're going to suffer and be persecuted for naming the name of the Lord. What is this for? Oftentimes we ask the question, what is this for? Why am I going through this? Why am I experiencing this? Why am I suffering this? What is this for? This is for the anointing that's on your life. This is for the call that's on your life. This is for the conquering and the victories that have been given to you before you were born. What is this for? Why am I going through this? And we look up and seem like we come out of one thing and we're back in something else, and here's something else. And we ask the question, what is this for? What is the meaning of this? It's because of the anointing or the call of God that's on your life. What is this for? Seem like once my head comes up above water and I'm able to breathe again, something else comes along and tries to take me under. When it seems I get my footing good, it seems that things are beginning to line up for me, here comes something else. Seems to mess up what I've set up. I find myself asking the question again, what is this for? I find myself trying to find meaning and answers to the situations and things that I encounter in life. trying to make some kind of sense of some of the calamities and some of the atrocities and some of the things that have taken place. Trying to fit the pieces together, hold a face of contentment and set my face like a flint, and not appear to be dealing with or going through anything. But it's good sometimes to have some old seasoned saint or seasoned member that can pick up and have a spirit of a discernment and say, come here, baby, sit down right here. Come here, young man, let me talk to you a minute and share some with you. And begin to encourage and share a word given to know that there is hope and there is a promise of the better. It is in those times when we need a word of encouragement, a word of assurance. It is in those moments when things don't seem to go the way we desire them to go. And we're asking the question, what is this for? So that all this can seem to make some kind of sense. You see, I'm one that likes to understand, and as long as I have understanding, I can move on to the next phase and make things or get things to clicking for me. But when I'm dealing with the unknown or confusion, it messes things up and it steps things back. But when there's clarity, clarity brings about productivity. Clarity brings about progression. And we want to progress and be clear in the Lord. So we got to be clear about our persecution, knowing that these things are going to be. Stop thinking strangely. To think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to test you. Don't think it strange when you go through certain things and when you feel the heat of the fire, but you're not being burned or the hairs of your head are not singed and you're not even smelling like smoke. He said, think it not strange, for these things must come to test your faith. And these things come to test your walk with God. For the trying of your faith worketh patience. What is this for? This is for that. You see, every action causes a reaction, and everything is connected. There is a tie to it. So you see, this is for that. And so when you ask the question, what is this for? This is tied to that. You want to know why you're suffering this and why you're going through this and why are you going through this season of heartache and pain? Maybe this season, a breakthrough. This season is attached to a miracle. This season is attached to a bountiful blessing. Sometimes we go through things, it's not for us, but it's for someone else. And we may not always see it at the moment, but down the road in time as we're going through, we'll begin to see and understand and know what it is and why it is we go through what it is we went through. For the Lord will reveal to us the reason and the cause of why we went through what we went through and experienced what we experienced. But the Bible declares to us that we're going to suffer persecution to reign with Him.
But we got to stand firm in God. We've got to stand firm in God. For James tells us, James 1 and 3 says, let's go, verse 2 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Why are you telling me this? How can I count it joy? And why are you telling me to be joyful and to count it joy and to be glad and to count it as a good thing because I'm going into a test or a trial or a struggle and the trial of my faith? He said, because the trial of your faith, it worketh patience. And let patience have its perfect work, because when patience is doing what it's supposed to do, you're not going to have or be in need or want of anything. Because by you waiting on the Lord and by you going, when you go through and you're waiting on God and going through with joy in your heart and gladness, knowing that he's working it out in your favor, you show God a level of faith, level of confidence, knowing that I trust and depend in you. You have my way. But if we go through, and we go through not going through for the name of the Lord, we're suffering, and we go through in vain. And I want to make that clear to you, my brother and my sister. Your victory or your blessing, your glory is in you going through and suffering for the name of Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to go through life's sufferings and life situations and struggles and things, and that's not considered suffering for the name of the Lord. That's suffering. That's considered going through and dealing with life's struggles. But when you suffer for the name of the Lord, that's when you can guarantee a recompense, a reward. But we got to understand that it has to be and declare clear in our suffering for the name of the Lord. Many times we confuse and we get mistaken thinking because we suffer and going through certain things, dealing with certain things, we're suffering for the Lord, and we know we're not. But we have to understand that what we go through and when we suffer for the Lord, we're going to come out all right. We're going to be all right. If you suffer with me, you shall reign with me. And he said, you shall go through the fire, but you shall come out as pure gold. And in order for us to come out as pure gold, we've got to go through the fire. And we've got to allow the fire, for it is in the fire that all the impurities are burned out. All that's not clean and pure and right, it comes to the surface, it bubbles and it boils out. And I don't know about you, but I want to be found as pure gold. But the impurities got to be boiled and baked and fired and steamed and burned out. And I'm asking the Lord to do a new work in me. Do a new work in me, Lord. Created me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. And most of all, Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. But keep me, Lord, ever close to thee, that I may know thee in a real way, that I may know thee in the power of the of your resurrection. Keep me close to thee, Lord. Don't let me stray. Don't let me wander too far. But keep me close. I want your love to be found in my heart. I want your love to be found in my mind. I want your love to be found in my body. And while I'm out among, in and out among your people, the difference will be known and seen and felt.
that God is in control of my life, that I am a unique and peculiar being. My brother and my sister, we want to be, and we ought to be, peculiar people, zealous people, peculiar people of the Lord. But we cannot be peculiar and zealous if we continue to act as of the world, if we continue to let the world take precedence and be the overwhelming force among us. The church is supposed to be different, set aside different. The church is supposed to be the example to a dying and sinful and confused world. And in spite of the churches or the churches, the denominations having difference of opinions when it comes to the doctrines, yet there is supposed to be one common ground. And that is the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of mankind. Jesus Christ, the mediator between God and man. Jesus Christ, the atonement for man's sins. Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ, the one who shed his blood for man. He is to be the only neutral or the only common ground that we may have, even though we may differ in doctrine. Because Christ even said that don't let this doctrine or doctrines destroy what's real, and what's real is my love. And he said, I would that you love as we love. You love you one another as I love you and as I love the church. You love one another. It's his commandment. Because he knew and he saw what was coming. How the enemy has crept in and creeped in to the churches and to the men's of minds of the men and women of people of God to fight and to argue and to destroy each other with words and with scriptures and with hate, and try to use the word of God to twist it to benefit and to profit them for hate. Anytime you take God out of the word of God, you have destroyed your church. You have destroyed your denomination, for now it is an occult. When you take God out of the Bible and take God out of God's work, you are damned and doomed for hell. Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Father, came and gave his life and showed his love to mankind, that we may have a right to the tree of life, to spend eternity with him. And do you think for 1 minute there's going to be a division? There's going to be division in heaven? You think for 1 minute there's going to be, heaven is going to be separated and sectioned off? That is a deceptive gospel. That is a lie from the pit of hell. If you think that you're going to go to a heaven and there will be no blacks, there will be no African Americans, there will be no Asians, there will be no Hindus, there will be no Jews, there will be no people of other cultures or races. If you think there's a heaven where it's only one race of people there, you have deceived yourself and you're damned and doomed for hell. Because God is not the type of God to create a place like that, to individualize and separate people according to how they think they feel or what they feel they have placed themselves in society. That's not the type of God that we serve. No, 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 no. Heaven is a heaven for prepared people. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. A prepared people, a place for a prepared people. And if you're not prepared, you're not going there. He said, many shall behold him.
Oh, yeah, all eyes. Every knee shall behold, every eye shall behold him. Every knee is going to bow. That is the word of God. Every knee is going to bow. And every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So, the Jew, the Gentile, the Greek, whoever you may call, whatever category you may fall under, the Bible declares and lets us know that if you're not a Jew, you are a Gentile. Mm. The word comes to the Jew first and then to us. If you're not a Jew, you are a Gentile. And if you are a Gentile, the door of the Gentile age is closing. We're under grace. This gospel dispensation is coming to an end. And the word of God is being preached at you like never before. The declaration of the gospel of Christ has been preached like never before. But also the enemy is out. And he's sneaking and he's creeping around trying to deceive, and he's deceiving many. The doors of hell have widened open even more so for the people who were falling. There's going to be a great falling away because people will begin to believe lies and rumors of lies and deceit. They have itching ears, rather believing a lie than the truth. But on tonight, we declare the truth tonight. For the word of God says the truth shall make you free. When you know the truth, it's going to make you free. And on tonight, be free tonight. Jesus Christ is soon to come. He's on his way back to a people that love him, to a people that surrendered over to him. All this other foolishness you can forget about. All this other foolishness you can forget about. Jesus Christ is coming back for people that love him and have a love for his people. He's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle or blemish or any such thing, that's pure in their love. That's what he's coming back for, a church, a people that have the love of God in their heart, the love of God in their mind and in their body flowing through them, working through them to draw and to bring others into his vineyard. Heaven is prepared and ready for a people. And we're living in these last times. And I encourage you, my brother and my sister, get your mind right. Get your heart right with God. The Lord is on his way back. He's soon to return. This gospel dispensation is coming to an end. And the Lord is going to make his return. And this time when he comes back, there will be no slapping and no beating. He's coming back to catch up his people, to deliver his people. And I hope and pray to God that you are ready. Tell yourself, I'm going to be ready. When the Lord returns, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready when he calls me. If it's in the morning, at noon, or night, I'm going to be ready. Be encouraged, my brother and sister. Keep your hand in God's hand, knowing that he's soon to return. And don't let him catch you with your works undone. But ask the Lord to come into your heart. Ask the Lord to save you and to give you the victory in him, and be that you want to be ready to go back with him when he comes, that you don't want to be lost. You don't want to go to hell. You don't want to suffer and being cast into the lake of fire, but you want to go back with the Lord to reign with him and to live with him throughout eternity in heaven and glory. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Ask the Lord to come into your heart and to save you right now. And he will come and save you right now. It will save you and set you free. You will be washed in his precious blood of the Lamb. Call on his name. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and you shall be saved, and the Lord will deliver you. God bless you in Jesus' matchless name. May the blessings of the Lord be with you. Go with you forevermore. May the peace of God reign and rule with you. May his glory ever overshadow you and overtake you.